name is Sanaya Sihi, and I'm here with Niana Darabh, the chair of the Dublin Buddhist Centre.
I've been involved in Triratna for 21 years and a bit. I came along to Triratna in 1996 in Wellington, in New Zealand, at the centre that we had there. And I met a few water members, Nitya Jyoti, Bara Devi, Achula, and Avakara, and he became a few years later. I had a very, very strong response. This sort of phrase that arose in my mind as I came in contact with Triratna was, I found my friends. I didn't realise I was looking for my friends, but that was the phrase that arose in my mind. I said, oh, I found my friends. Well, fantastic. I liked the people, and that I was able to communicate with them in a way that I hadn't communicated with people before. So I was just able to talk about quite kind of personal things and quite deep things in a way, and have that met by people who are quite friendly and open to talking about things. And also, actually, I think probably listening to Bhante speaking on tape, as it was then, and just being really, really delighted by that, just hearing him speak so clearly and so sort of inspiringly about the Dhamma. It's interesting, I've just been visiting some of Bhante's talks, and I think it's quite easy to overlook them. You think, oh yeah, that sort of makes sense, and then you move on to something else. But actually, if you just dwell with them for a while, he's really pointing out some quite important things that you can easily just gloss over. And just the order, actually, and there's so many people with such good qualities. You know, we've got some very, very good Dharma teachers. People are able to elucidate the Dharma clearly and inspiringly. But also other people with other skills, like people who are extremely good at bringing people together, you know, to creating environments where people can come together and practice and work together with an altruistic kind of spirit. We've got people who are really good friends, you know, really good Kalyana mantras, who are able to, you know, befriend people and really meet them at a deep level. A huge effect on transforming people's lives.
I'm here now with Vajrasura, who's the men's Mitra convener in the Dublin Buddhist Centre and also the office manager.
It was 1999 and I was in college studying, or doing a master's in physics and maths and computing. And a friend of mine was very interested in meditation and had been meditating previously. So he had talked me into going to do this meditation class, which turned out to be with Ratna Bandhu, who was the chairman of the Dublin Buddhist Centre at the time. So I learned then with Ratna Bandhu and took to it really very, very quickly, and loved Ratna Bandhu as quite an interesting and brilliant figure. I took to meditation straight away, and I got into Buddhism. It took me a couple of years to get into Buddhism, but from then on, it dramatically changed my life because, I went and did a Karuna appeal in 2002, and that was amazing. Then after that, I started working in the Buddhist Center here in Dublin. I've been working there since. So I guess my whole life has moved into this Triratna circle, which has been very, very positive and lovely. So I've been incredibly deeply involved in Triratna ever since. So it's completely changed my life. What I really appreciate is just the friendships, not just based upon being in a particular social group or doing certain things together, but friendship on the good, friendship based upon what's most important. Friendship based upon my ideals, I guess, the ideals of Buddhism, going for refuge to the three jewels, and also trying to build a Buddha land. So I really appreciate working and being with other order members in Dublin, trying to build a Buddha land here together.
Julie, how long have you been a Mitra?
Since 2012.
Why did you decide to ask for ordination?
I guess for me, what's important is that it enables me to practice while living in my own Western culture. So living at home in Ireland, and still being able to practice. So yeah. It's commitment that's what is important. And then lifestyle comes second, yeah, as a woman as well. Like it doesn't matter what sex or whatever your situation is, your personal situation is, what's important is that your practice and enables me to do that. I think I was tired of the whole cycle of drinking, whatever. I was just tired of that, to kind of numb the pain. So I'd always been attracted to Eastern culture to a certain extent, like people who meditated, who practiced Buddhism, always appeared to have an ease about them, and seemed to be content with whatever going on. So I wanted to learn how to meditate. So that's what I did. I signed up for a meditation course and then I just took to it straight away, you know, that deep sense of stillness, the sense of there's something beautiful and more than just running after pleasure or pushing away pain. There is a way of being. That's what practice offers. When I went on my first retreat, you really get a sense that it is all about the middle way. The order members and the Sangha just are just so accessible and welcoming, and on a practical level, you can really commit.
I'm just here with Sean, who was on the spring retreat last weekend and asked for ordination while he was there. So, Sean, can you tell me what prompted you to ask for ordination?
It was a few things, but primarily it was I've kind of had a struggle recently in my life of kind of finding purpose for living, and I've kind of come off about a year and a half of finding Buddhism and being involved with the DBC here, and I kind of got this sudden realization that I had just found my meaning for life, and that was Buddhism. The one thing that struck me most about Tiratna was its relevance in the modern day, and especially Western living. It seems like something that you can kind of live out on a day-to-day basis very clearly, and if you can make this commitment, this deep commitment, like going for ordination, and still be connected to the real world. And I think that for me is one of the main important things, because I think you can pass on what you learn through Buddhism by interacting with the day-to-day life, and I think that's a key thing.
Kavra, you're the yoga teacher at the Dublin Buddhist Centre. I just want to ask you, when did you first come into contact with the Tiratna Buddhist Order?
I think I met Sangapala in Dublin in, I think it was 1993. I had a kind of sense of mystery to it. He was on St. Frederick Street. He had to go down the stairs into a basement. And Sangapala was a striking figure, kind of curly hair, and had an air of kind of mystery to him. And he went to this kind of room with a wooden kind of structure on the shrine, which I've later found out was a stupa. So there's all strange stuff. Strange stuff in a very good way, very attractive and kind of magical. And I was completely fascinated and attracted and wanted to dive in, wanted to know more. And Sangapala was always very generous with his teachings and trying to get people involved. And the people involved with Sangapala already were very kind and friendly, like Manju Priya, Greg O'Brien. I was doing martial arts and I was learning the Metta Bhavana, and the martial arts were a bit violent, so... Okay. I didn't kind of jive with the Metta Bhavana that well. And then my brother's girlfriend, who we came across the Dharma together, she started doing yoga with Ratna Bandhu. And then I started going to Ratna Bandhu's classes at the Dublin Meditation Centre, was it called then. I think Ratna Bandhu and Sangapala had something special, their friendship together and the Dharma they were communicating. You could see that they were putting it into action. And also the people who were involved with Sangapala and Ratna Bandhu, like Manjupri and Greg O'Brien specifically, were very extremely friendly, and the conversation was really good. And what Sangapala and Ratna Bandhu were communicating was very clear and effective.
I'm here now with Christina, who's a Mitra, who's originally from Sweden but has been living in Ireland for the last number of years. So Christina, can you say why you became a Mitra?
I started to come here 4 years ago, and it was just something that developed over time, that I really felt that this was something that was appealing to me. I came here, I started to go to retreats, and I came here some Tuesday evenings, and then I started a study group, and there was just one day, it's like, no, I want to go ahead, I want to become a Mitra. I don't know if I can say there's a certain occasion of, you know, I did something special, but it was more, I think it was more feeling. I went to a retreat, I did the Metta and mindfulness breathing, and then I started doing the mornings, and it was just such a group, nice group. I learned so much from them, because, you know, we were talking about Buddhism, and I just felt I didn't have to be a Buddhist to join the group, so nothing was forceful. It was like, whatever I am at the moment is fine, you know, you're still welcome. So it was my own choice. I took my time, and mm-hmm. you know, and if I needed to talk to someone, I was always, you know, encouraged to do that. It's very inspiring. So, and I think because it's quite westernized, certain way, it's very easy to take on. It's very much here in that.
I'm here with Declan, who's living in the men's community in Dublin, and he's also a mitra who's asked for ordination.
Over the years of attending the Dublin Buddhist Centre, I was met by friendship and made to feel very welcome. And also, in some ways, I guess I was challenged to develop myself. And as I met more and more order members by going on retreat, I had a sense that they were being fully themselves, that they were really comfortable in their skin, and they were just very much the best version of themselves they could be, or at least they were striving to be the best version of themselves. Even though I didn't think I was open to being a Buddhist, because mm-hmm. I never intended to be a Buddhist when I came to the Dublin Buddhist mm-hmm. Centre 6 years ago. But clearly there was that openness in me, because I did go maybe to two other groups. I can barely remember them. But clearly, whatever was going on in my life and whatever they were offering me at the time wasn't enough for me to go deeper with them, to stick around. And I just found, I guess the sense of welcome, accessibility of Bhante's teachings, even though there is a system of practice that's conveyed in the introduction to meditation courses, clearly have an accessibility and a warmth that drew me in. It has definitely changed my life. It has transformed my life. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was just thinking about how much meeting the Dharma through Bhante's teachings have allowed me to speak to a part of myself that wants to live a life that's imbued with beauty, live a life through beauty and through peacefulness and silence and quiet and connection as well, which sometimes isn't quiet and sometimes isn't peaceful and sometimes isn't even that beautiful. I think that's something that I wasn't aware of that I needed. I wasn't aware that's what I wanted in my life. I knew I wanted something, and not being made aware that I want that means then I have to go and make an effort to get it, and that's changed my life. It's transformed my life.